at Hofstra University. Tony Fallon is on the line with us. And Tony, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Cairo, New York.
From where, New York?
Cairo. And C-A-I-R-O, in Greene County.
Wow.
30 miles from Albany.
Ah. And,
right.
And tell us what your relationship is with Radio Hofstra University.
Well, I started the Irish radio program there in 1978, the week before Christmas. And one of my little poems that I made up in 1979, I learned to my frustration that there was far too much football and basketball on the Hofstra station.
Well,
I got preempted a few times.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we're raising money yet again, Tony, and this is not the first time that you've been involved in a fundraiser here. The Irish community has been one of our solid donors since you started it back in the 70s, and now Tony Jackson and Pat Thompson Pat has passed, but yep. He was an excellent DJ here, and Eileen Cronin has kept the thread going, along with countless students that have helped out with that. And in fact, the Irish programming was responsible for the transmitter that many of the people are hearing the broadcast signal on, because that's where the donations came from.
And I think in a little way we were responsible for bringing the radio station from California Avenue into the main building.
Well, it's been a foundation for what we've been doing, and it's also a symbol of the vision that we've had here at Radio Hofstra University, in that we have always sought programs that fill community needs in the areas that we reach on our broadcast, and that's Nassau County, Suffolk County, Brooklyn, and Queens. And that vision is what we're asking people to donate to. And one of the specific projects that we're working on, as of the year 2000, Tony, we went on the web, like many stations did, and we now have two web streams as well as our broadcast stream. But we are in the process of trying to add on two things, and our main thrust with this particular All-Star Marathon is so that we can, last year we got an iApp, which has a lot of folks have downloaded and been using a lot of, so they can carry it around their smartphone. But we need the money because we're trying to put together a Droid app together so that many more people can carry around and listen to the station on their smartphone, their Droid smartphone. And answering to what you were talking about with preemptions, which is one of the things that we deal with here on a regular basis, when our regular programming, we have a special event, you can't have two things at one time, except that we're working on making a third web stream. And if we get that third web stream, and this is part of what we're trying to raise money for, is that we will have that with a server, and we will play our regularly scheduled programs, like the Irish programs, like the Airwave program, which the folks are listening to right now. And if we do have a preemption on the air, all they have to do is click on the web and they'll hear what usually is there. And so, bingo, no more preemptions. So if that's one of the issues that you've been dealing with here, please dig into your pockets, pull out your plastic, or give us a call and send us a check, because we put all the money that we raise here right back into serving the audiences better. Tell us some of the highlights of your career here.
Well, I did run a 14-hour fundraiser back in 1981 at the Irish Center in Mineola, where we put on plays, we had step dancers, mass was said in the morning, and the music continued until 2 o'clock in the morning. That was the first fundraiser I ever ran for the station, and we were very successful. In comparison with the other programs that year, we turned in about five times as much as the other programs did. I don't remember what the exact figure was, but we were off and running from that point. At the station in 1980, because a radio station in New York wasn't doing it, we actually had a live broadcast of both All-Ireland finals on WRHU, which was then WVHC.
I see, right.
And that was the first time ever that the All-Ireland had been broadcast on any radio station ever on Long Island. And I think it still holds the record because nobody else did it since, and we did it for a couple of years, and then the station in New York towed the line again, and they're back doing it still. We had a sports day in the Bronx where we broadcast today, and had a lot of great interviews on the station. I remember interviewing Mike Flannery when he had problems with the law at that time. He was on trial for gun running for the IRA, etc. Nobody would touch him. I asked Jeffrey Krause if I could put him on, and he said, yeah, but I'm going to be listening to you all night. He said, and if you do anything wrong, you're gone. You know, he was going to cut it off because he was so controversial. But we ran the program, we ran the interview, and a lot of people heard it, and a lot of people liked it, and so did Jeffrey. And he said it was a good interview. So that made me feel good. And there were many other people we had on there. When the hunger strike was on in the north of Ireland, I frequently spoke to the priest who was taking care of the people who were dying on hunger strike, and many other things over the years. It was a great experience for me. I'm still in radio up here in the Catskills, and I think Hofstra gave me a good foundation for radio. I had been in radio before then, but the years that I spent there gave me great experience. And Jeffrey Krause was great. He was absolutely great. He gave me lots of reins to hang myself, or rope to hang myself if I decided to, but I didn't too often. A few times I got in minor scrapes, but we kept going.
Well, that's one of the things that people who are donating now, as they have donated in the past, it one of the things that's come up for me, I have done a mic break every hour, at least one, since Sunday at 2 o'clock, and I am planning on being on the air through tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, which is 79 total hours in a row. And part of what we're doing is we're highlighting not only what we do presently with 43 different programming formats, but also the history of the vision that has gone on here at Radio Hofstra University, and the courage to do special programming like what you're talking about, which we still have here. We not only do this special programming, but we have an educational mission, and we have students. We have over 200 student participants on a regular basis, and they're learning how to be quality broadcasters, but more importantly, they're learning how to be quality people. They're polishing their skills, and the fact that they deal with these opportunities to cover stories here in Nassau County, like the referendum that's going on for the potential new Coliseum for the New York Islanders. Yeah, it's a very controversial thing, and it's an ongoing story here on Long Island. Like the other stories that we have going on here on a regular basis, where they interact with a lot of the local politicians, like you were talking about doing with the Irish programming. We have so much here that lays the foundation for our people learning not only to be good broadcasters, but to be good citizens. And it does require some risk, and it does require a lot of resources to go ahead and do that. And the tradition and the spirit that you were talking about with Jeff, I'm very honored to be only the second general manager. I've been here 17 years now, and I'm only the second general manager in the 52-year history of Radio Hofstra University. And that's really an honor to be put into that class with Jeff. Sue Zizza was an interim person for a couple of years, so there actually been three of us, but I was only the second one of the two full-time ones. Tony, it's been great to have you here and join in with us. We've had probably in the neighborhood of 80 to 100 people that are part of the history of Radio Hofstra University to come on and tell us a little bit about what they've done here, and also about what makes this place special. And what does make this place special is the people like you.
And I just want to mention that two of my engineers over the years, who are now famous people, were Sue Zizza and Todd End.
Right.
They were actually, so it shows that the training that you're giving the students pays off. And I understand last year when you had your 50th anniversary, you had a lot of people there who had gone on to bigger and better things all over the world.
Well, those two people, and Tony, that must speak volumes for you as a mentor, because both of those people are now in the Hall of Fame here at Radio Hofstra University. Sue is one.
As I understand, are you?
And yes, I was honored with being part of the charter group as well. Todd is coming here tomorrow to give his story about being here at Radio Hofstra University. He, of course, has become a major market news anchor and sports reporter for ABC, and Sue is one of the best practitioners of radio theater in the world. She runs the Midwest Radio Theater Workshop, and she, of course, was very close with Jeff and his interest in radio theater. And so this is what goes on here, is you have people learning what they're doing and going on to really skilled careers. Mm-hmm. So once again, I'm going to give out the telephone number. It's 516-463-WRHU, which is 9748, or toll-free 877-887-WRHU 9748. Or now the easy way, just go online at WRHU.org, click on the Donate Now button, and please help keep the U in WRHU, because we've been here for you for 52 years, plan on being here for you for a long time more, and we love the place. Folks like Tony, who haven't been here as a broadcaster for many years, still thinks of this place as his home away from home as a broadcaster, and we are still here with our student population and ourselves. And we like the audience to help us keep it going.
Before I go, Bruce, and I thank you for the time, I would like to mention this one little thing of which I'm very proud. My son, Anthony, who used to be running around the studio there and helping me, as was my other two sons as well, but if you saw on the newspaper last year where a fireman saved two people in a fire down in Long Beach, that was Anthony, the little guy who used to run around the radio station. And in April, he was awarded the Nassau County Silver Medal for Heroism.
Well, so, when you talk to him again, thank him and congratulate him from Radio Hofstra University. I did know that story, and I'm really glad you shared that with us and your old friends here and your broadcast audience.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, thanks, Rose. Bye.